I thought you stopped doing that.
I didn't stop.
I thought you were going to.
Okay,
well, studio! Let me, kind of home.
Yes. All right, look, let me throw this disclaimer out there real quick. Last week was our triumphant return. It was actually like 2.5, 3 months. It was the 3 month hiatus. We did our 4th of July and we never returned.
But we didn't have money like to have a hiatus.
Money, we had. I know. What was the deal? Yeah.
Why the fuck we done? All
right, it ain't like you took a vacation. Yeah. Anyway, we had a brief hiatus. We came back. Last week, we came back.
It was a good show. It was a good show, but it was sensitive material.
We were a little muted, but you know what? We're back now.
Except we're here for you right now, baby.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And tonight, we're going to have fun tonight. We are, real quick, welcome to Bar Talk. We're here with
Beamer
and DJ K. We are recording live at Tom Fullery's Restaurant and Bar, Middletown, Delaware, 714 Ash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware, in case you're ever in the area you want to come through. If you ever come to all our people overseas, in the UK, in Asia, in South Korea, in a country that we can't even pronounce.
Oh, and yeah, United Arab Emirates. We had at one point in time.
Yes. So to everyone overseas,
to anybody that does not live in the continental United States, right. And I hate to say this, and I'm not counting. No offense to South America, because we want you to come up here.
Right. Right.
Anybody that doesn't live in the tight 48 states.
Right.
No, shit. I'm having problems remembering how many states we have in the fucking United States.
And we don't claim to be the best podcast show around. But we are the funnest. Is that a word, funnest?
We are the funniest.
No, not funniest. We're the funnest.
We're the funniest of it all.
We're the funnest. Yes. We have more fun. We're actually broadcasting live here.
We enjoy doing this shit.
Yes, that's a big difference.
We're not self-defecating. We're not, you don't know how bad your life is, because my life's so much. No, fuck that.
No,
we
don't.
We enjoy fucking life.
And we're not plugging a bunch of shit, you know, like, yes. Yes.
Unless we do get sponsored.
I'm DJK. I'm a comedian. You know, I do comedy shows. I am going to be performing in a town near you. I do DJ. I'm here at Tom Fuller's every Thursday, every Wednesday night as well. Wednesday and Thursday night. Come check me out. 714 Nash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware. But we don't do shameless plugs.
No, not at all.
But we are live in a bar, and the show is called Bar Talk. We are two guys. We're in a bar. And basically, we're talking about things you talk about in the bar, hence,
it's bar talk.
The brainstorm name of from Beamer here.
Oh, I don't want to take credit for it because, I mean, seriously, there was genius that went along with that.
And, okay, you know, yeah.
I mean, no.
Easy on the genius part there.
Yes, I mean, it was just obvious. I mean, you know, if we were in a laboratory, it'd be lab talk.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't want to take full credit for it.
If we were on a construction site, it'd be con talk. I don't know. That sounds like a prison fucking one. Yeah. Anyway, so
yeah, that does. Sound
I'm
like a
fucking genius for bar talk.
Yeah, this is Beamer, and it is a well. I don't want to get into semantics, yes. But anyway, that was my Beamer impression.
That was actually a pretty shitty one. I'm not gonna lie.
Actually, tonight, this show tonight, we thought about this shit last week, and I was like, you know what, man? This is our impressions. This is impressions night.
This is impressions night.
We're going to do...
impersonations, impressions,
we're
going to
have celebrity guests. Celebrity guests.
We might have one or two come in, you know? We might have some people who be like, wow, I did not realize they were friends with them. And we probably are not. But that's not the point. They will be here.
You see, basically, I don't listen to Bar Talk that much, but these motherfuckers are very funny. It's DJK and Beamer. I mean, these guys. And check out my show, Mike Tyson Mysteries. And this, you know, and after you get done that, listen to Bar Talk.
Well, Mike Tyson, you know what? I would never call you a bitch, but you sound like one.
You know, I should smack the hat right off your face. I will smack the white off the bones of your body.
You will break my fucking jaw around the back of my head, Mike Tyson. That's not cool. Not cool. Not one person in this world would think that'd be all right.
Have you seen Mike Tyson?
Hey, you know what? Somebody, hey, we gotta just chill out. We just gotta relax. We gotta be.
Okay, Matthew, why are you riding around in a fucking Lincoln? You're fucking making millions of dollars and you drive a fucking mom and dad Lincoln.
Hey, man, you know, when Lincoln's trying to go and he's trying to make a new fucking impression in the world, it's not that old person car no more. We've got SACNAV, we've got GPS, we've got OnStar, we've got everything in it. And you know what? It is all right.
You know, if you really want to know how good you are, just kind of cup your ears so you can hear yourself.
Is it that bad?
And then you can make necessary adjustments.
Is it that bad?
Because it sounds like you're taking a shit and you're trying to talk and be cool at the same time.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know what? Sometimes when you got to take a shit, you just got to take a shit. I'm just saying.
All right, so
when's the last time you were like, hey, I really got shit right now? Oh, I've got explosive diarrhea, but it's not all right. You know, it is what it is.
So that is your Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just saying, just in case.
Yeah, that was my Matthew McConaughey, but Matthew McConaughey's fucking walking off because you're pissed. You pissed him the fuck off. All
right, so look, before we get this is where it's going tonight. All right, so before we get going, we got to do our traditional ceremonial. Why did we say ceremonial?
I don't say ceremony. You say ceremony.
No, you always
say I say traditional.
All right, well, look, here's how we kick our show off. We're in a bar. We're drinking. And this is how we do. The show is Bar Talk. We're kicking it off right fucking now. All right. That was a hard-ass fucking toast.
That was a
fucking beer shot.
Yeah, I got a little beer fucking on my nose on that one. I was like, it tickled the outside of my nose. Like, I had beer on my nose. God damn it.
Now, look, I got to say, now, like
yes,
I said,
we are drinking, in case you haven't heard any of the previous 20.
You're
going to
hear some drunken impressions.
We are drunk, and we are doing impressions.
You're going to hear some drunken impressions. Now, look, one of my favorite movies.
Not the impressions, hopefully.
No. Okay. My number one favorite movie is Coming to America. Number one, hands down. Number one favorite movie is Coming to America.
I do greatly enjoy that movie.
One of my favorite lines. Oh, go ahead.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I never have a number one movie because I like to keep it open.
Nah.
And I know everybody says, "Oh, that's bullshit."
Hands down. No, I know my hands down number one favorite movie is Coming to America. You don't have a hands down number one?
Nah.
Like if you're lying on your deathbed and they go, "I can bring you a DVD." And you want to see a movie. What movie?
I want 7 TVs up there right
now.
Nobody said I couldn't have 7 TVs up there.
No. Bieber, you ain't got the money for 7 motherfucking TVs in a fucking hotel. In a fucking
hotel? He said in a hotel.
No, for real.
So my deathbed's in a hotel. One movie.
Now think about this. Before the end of the show, give me your number one all-time movie. And now all I have to say is this. You're lying in your hospital bed, your family's there, you know, you're chilling, and you go, you know what? I want to see my favorite movie. I have that on in the background. You have to think of my favorite movie, my family knows, everybody who knows me knows this. Coming to America is my movie. There are certain scenes, I mean, one of the favorite scenes is when Hakeem is talking to the barbershop guy, and he goes, we have searched every bar in America. And we can't find a woman. Where you going? You can't go to no bar to find a girl. What you need to go? You need to go to like a library or a church or you know what you need to do? You need to go to the Black Awareness Rally. That's where I'm going. Gonna be a lot of girls there.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite lines there. All hands down. Another part of the movie is when he was they went to a basketball game. He's trying to impress the girl, and he goes to a basketball game. And the girl rubbing his leg. And then the dude, the Jerry girl's like, in his face. And he's like, yeah,
Eric LaSalle.
In the face.
Eric LaSalle, come on.
And he goes out, and the guy goes, oh, I cannot believe it is you. I waited all of my life for this. And he's taking pictures, and they all walk out, and he goes, who's that guy? Oh, he's just a guy I met in the restroom.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly, but that might have been this. That was a dude from one of the TV shows back in like the 90s. He was like a police sergeant or something, isn't that? And then, that's beside the point.
And then with Randy Watson. Yeah. Coming to the stage.
It's Randy Watson.
You remember him from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. Give it up for Jackson Heights' own Randy Watson.
I will lead the children our future.
That boy's good.
Thank you.
Good and terrible. Here's the other part, the barbershop chair. Cuba Gooding.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if a man wants to call himself Muhammad Ali, God damn it, and we should call him Muhammad Ali. What does Arsenio say? Mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Which Arsenio? Yeah, you're talking about there's like 9 Arsenio Halls in that fucking barbershop.
I meant Martin Luther King. You ain't that man, Martin Luther King. He said Martin Luther the King. I mean, I walk down the street, walk, turn the corner, man punch me in the face, Martin Luther King.
Punch him in the chest.
Punch right in the chest, Martin Luther King.
How many grams is that?
You ain't that man, Martin Luther the King.
Martin Luther King, why you punch me in the chest? Oops, sorry, thought you were somebody else.
Thought you were somebody else. You ain't even that man, Martin. Fuck you. Who's next? Yeah. How you want to cut? Just take a little off the top. Why? What's this in your hair? What you got, ultra perm? What you got, Jerry Curl? It's just medicine juices. Ain't nothing but ultra perm. Just take a little off the top. Snip.
Snip. Cut off that fucking rat.
That'll be $10.
Cut off that fucking 20.
I can do that all night.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a black man. My hair don't grow in my head no more, but back in the day, I could grow a fucking ponytail. That dude must have been growing that shit for fucking 30 fucking years, having it that long.
That
I'm
was
saying.
Cuba Gooding sitting in the barbershop.
I know it was.
He didn't say one word.
He didn't say, you know, show me the money. He didn't, you know, pull out a reference to fucking Boys in the Hood. I mean,
right, Mother movie. I'm going down the line. Because it's part of my impressions here. Mother movie. Well, number one is Coming to America. My number one favorite movie. Then I got a whole bunch that's tied for second. Pulp Fiction is one of them. Pulp Fiction was an amazing movie. I remember going to the theater, sitting there, and when it came on, it had pulp, and it defined pulp. Had nothing to do with it. It just blah, 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 blah. And then next you know, Jungle Boogie came on. Dan, 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 dan. I was like,
Jungle
oh,
Boogie.
And the ooh, movie comes mm-hmm. on. I was like, it was fucking awesome. And then Samuel Jackson. Now look, I had to
act. Samuel Jackson is
killed it.
He's an okay actor.
You know, Lawrence Fishburne was supposed to be. Lawrence Fishburne.
I'm sorry, that was.
And
yes,
I think not Bruce Willis. No, it was Samuel Jackson. I forget who. John Travolta's part supposed to go.
I will look this up as we're talking, but
John
yes,
Travolta got it because he was in a movie called Blowout. But look. Lawrence Fishburne was supposed to get it. His people told him, you don't want to do that. You got to be a star. Well, you know, in Samuel Jackson, in Quentin Tarantino movies, there is no one star.
No.
In Pulp Fiction, there is no one star. But, of course, like I said, I had auditioned. I was taking acting classes. I had to get a monologue. My monologue was Samuel Jackson's scene.
Which
when
one?
When he's sitting down, when he did Ezekiel 25:7. Now, that does not exist in the Bible. People think that that's in the Bible. Quentin Tarantino wrote that.
There's like...
No, he wrote that.
Yeah, he took it from... I know he wrote it.
Basically, he wrote that. Yeah, people are looking for the Bible for that. It's not in there. Nah, he wrote that.
But it's based off of like certain things that he...
Here we go. Now, Beamer, I'm going to say it now. Do I have any papers in front of me, Beamer?
I don't have anything. He does not have anything in front of him.
Here we go.
Which is what he brings to the fucking stake. Anyway,
which is what he brings to the fucking stake. Anyway, that's Beamer's laugh.
That is not my voice, but that's Beamer's laugh.
That is not my voice, but that's Beamer's laugh.
You sound like yourself, dude.
I do? Do I?
Yeah, you really do.
All right, I'm trying to sound like you.
Guess what?
Guess what? All right, so here we go. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. and I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Not bad, huh?
It was a little fast, but now, not bad.
At the end, when he's sitting in the diner, the whole thing. Oh, yes. That was my monologue that I would do. And I would get acting parts left and right. Never was in a major movie. Maybe it wasn't that good, which is why I wasn't in a major movie. But that was...
But he's talking about this fast. Are you the micro scene, man? That's what I'm saying. I did the micro scene, man.
It's impression night.
Yeah.
But that monologue to this day... I would do that and it would kill. I mean, what if other people did that?
Which wallet is yours?
Which what?
Which wallet is yours?
The one that said, the badass motherfucker. He reaches in and was a wallet say, badass motherfucker.
Badass motherfucker.
But you know other people auditioned for that role?
I believe. I mean, yeah.
A ton of people.
Man, I mean. But
I did it earlier. I'm going to do it again. Oh, shamelessly.
Please tell me Mike Tyson that.
Yes.
Oh, please tell me.
Because when Samuel Jackson auditioned, they didn't want Samuel Jackson. They wanted Lawrence Fishburne. Samuel Jackson looked at the script, and when he went to audition, that was the one line he picked out. When he read that line, Quentin Tarantino said, okay, he's our man. Imagine if Mike Tyson did the same thing. Pants of the righteous man that is set on all sides, but the iniquities of the selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak to the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will bite down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and fuck up with my pigeons. And my name is Mike Tyson, I will fuck you up!
It
would be a little different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that sounds about the same. I mean, he might have gotten the role for that one.
Denzel auditioned for it.
Yeah.
Denzel auditioned for it.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. Yeah. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities. The iniquities of the selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak to the valley of darkness, for he is truly my nigga. He is truly my brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know that my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. And I will have you playing basketball in Smyrna and Gander Hill and... Django ain't got nothing on me. Because it's Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
So I had to change it up because everyone.
I'm sorry. I had to clap on that one. That was
Billy D. Williams auditioned.
Billy D. Williams auditioned also. Lando Calrissian.
Lando
Calrissian. Colt 45 auditioned.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. Blessed is he in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak to the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my Colt 45.
Oh, dear. Sir, please don't, sir.
That's it. You want my hand to fall off? What the hell is that?
That's...
Oh, Star Wars back there. Oh, okay.
Come on. There's... Lando, man.
Got that from Sector 7G, sir.
Oh dear. What are we going to do?
That's awful.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to do a
you
gay.
You gotta hear yourself.
I'm trying to do a gay or gay Englishman's fucking voice right now. You know,
just a little cup you can just so you can hear yourself. That was that there. Lyrically, metaphorically, you know what I'm saying? This is LL Cool J. I'm just saying like this. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. And I want to lay some whipped cream on your ass and just lick it off real soft because my name is LL Cool J. I'm metaphorically, I'm the man. No?
I did not know that Cool J also auditioned for that.
Everybody auditioned. Okay,
Ella Cool J went a little crazy with the whipped cream and licking it off. And It kind of sounded like he was licking off the asses of men. I don't know. I mean, whatever. That's fine. He also did beat the fuck out of a goddamn motherfucker a little less than a year ago.
Ella? The guy robbed his house? Yeah.
And supposedly the story is that guy ain't walking.
No, that's exaggerated. The guy's all right. He's in jail, but they're like, you got your hands all right. I need love, you know. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And in the back of my mind, I hear my captions call. Telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove for the first time in my life. I say I need love. There I was, tickling about the games. I don't even know the words.
Once you get to a point, it's just he's just kind of throwing fucking words and letters and
So Bremer, what is your input to the show?
Keith,
you did Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Keith, all I know is you're the man, dog. So, I'm
sure. Surely you can't be sure.
Oh, I'm serious. I can't do it anymore. So, Keith is destroying me right now in the contest of impersonations. I will give this to him.
Hey, we only knew about this a week ago, so it wasn't like this is something we just thought about today.
No. Right, and I've been...
So, anyway, what else? There's a whole lot of things going on. We just had, it's the day after Election Day. Did you go out and vote, Beamer? Yeah. Did you vote? Yes, I did vote.
Who'd you vote for?
So, apparently you didn't vote.
I didn't vote.
I mean, what I vote for? This is a whole Senate race. This is like state treasurers.
I know.
Recorder of deeds.
I understand this. A buddy of mine that I actually played Little League baseball with actually was running for fucking state representative. So
for
the 9th district in Delaware. So, I voted.
Okay. Are you, here's the crazy part here. I'm going to say my party is Democrat.
Now, explain this to me. Why is it harder to get some people's what party they're in than their religion?
I was getting ready to say that. You can say, seriously. You know what, Chris Rock said that one time. He'd be like, we were in politics or something. He'd be like, who'd you vote for? None of your business. What party for? None of your business. You got pictures of your wife? Yo, here you go. You know, it's like, let me just say that I'm a registered Democratic voter.
I'm independent.
I will just say this. I didn't just go Democrat.
Because Democrat. Democrat's actually not a fucking. You didn't say Democrat.
I didn't go Democrat.
Democrat. Thundercats. Oh! And I don't know. I mean, you was going some weird shit on that one.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
thanks. I didn't just go right down the line with Democrat straight down. You know what really did it for me? You know, because I pay attention to the campaign commercials.
I hate fucking campaign commercials. You know what? I hate the fucking 95 fucking phone calls you get at the house. I just want to fucking disconnect the fucking phone and be like, election time.
You know what I was upset with? I hate when
have you heard about Chris fucking? No, I don't want to fucking hear about him right now on the phone when I'm
eating. Hey, you know what? I'm running for your 3rd district congressman. We're just wondering, are you going to be voting this week? Yes, I am. Click.
Yeah.
What I don't like is the negative ads they do on, because there's always...
The United States government does not do negative ads. I call bullshit.
There's excerpts from, you know, they don't take full quotes.
Like Tommy Johnson once stole an ice cream cone from his little sister when he was 4.
Here's what they do. They say like, now just say I'm talking to you, Beamer. You know, Beamer, I don't like when people... You know, I don't like when people kiss babies in the mouth in public. I don't like when women breastfeed in public and show their whole breast hanging out. Now, wait a minute. In a campaign ad, it would be like, I don't like when women breastfeed in public. No, if they would cut it to, I don't like when women breastfeed. And they would cut it. I hate those fucking negative ads. All right,
real quick. Seriously, the other day, good friends of mine, and I'm not going to name names, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm...
How good friends are they? Well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not the best of friends, but they're good people.
All right.
And
are they leaving now?
No. And I might have been sitting there while we were, you know, there was an activity being, you know, an indoor sports activity.
Dodgeball, kickball, baseball.
Doesn't matter. It's not important.
Indoor sport. Okay.
And I turn around and I'm like,
because you're not the most athletic guy to be. You're not doing like indoor baseball.
Because nobody plays indoor baseball because
the Astros, the Phillies.
The Phillies playing.
Really? Phillies playing indoor baseball? On the road? You mean under domes?
Yeah.
Under domes.
That's indoor baseball.
Not indoor. Under domes.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Can you remove the fucking
Tampa
ceiling?
Bay Rays?
It's not indoor.
Tampa Bay Rays.
You're
Texas Rangers.
Oh, dude. You see that little hole right in front of you? That's where you're
Houston
going to
go. Houston Astros, you mean no major league team plays indoor baseball?
I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay. That's right.
But not the ones you fucking named. Beside the point.
I hate white people. All right, go ahead.
I hate people with Texas Longhorn fucking hats, though. Yeah.
Motherfucker, you get to
the
point.
Motherfucker, you get your boy, too. That was my Keith for no impersonation. Yeah, see, you're wrong fucking volume.
All right, hold on. We got
to. Anyway, so I'm sitting there. We're playing, waiting for the. You know, the game's going on. I turn around. Titty is out.
Ho!
Full titties out.
I apologize for disrupting this story at all. You didn't tell me it was a titty story.
Well, I was trying to tell you. I turn around.
It's a titty story.
I turn around. She's sitting on the floor and she's got her, you know, year old or whatever.
Fucking,
you know.
This is Jordan Dodgeball.
She went titty, full titty out and definitely a D. And like I was like, I turned around like, whoa! And I mean, there's nothing wrong. There's a beauty of, you know, motherhood and, you know, and, you know, sanctity of everything, you
Can
know, and breastfeeding is not a bad thing. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm not saying anything about breastfeeding in public, but I'm just saying this.
When and the tit could come out all the way.
Yes. The whole titty was out all the way. And I'm like, I turn around and I look and I'm like, I mean, full tit. And I'm like, turn around real quick to watch the games
Did
that are
going
on.
Did you buy flowers afterwards? I would. I'd have been like, thank you.
I'm not saying that there's anything.
Did you take pictures for the spank bang?
No. Honestly, there becomes a kind of a creepy point when a child is suckling onto it then.
I got to ask you a question. Why is it anyone asked DJK to participate in this indoor sport?
You've already played it, and you've told us that you're too old to play it. You've hurt yourself too many times before.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
why we haven't asked you to do it.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to do it.
No, I can't.
You can't do it. Why is it DJK just put me on a fucking spot and then just answered his own fucking question?
You could have asked. I would have turned to death.
No. Yeah, I did. I said, hey, Keith,
dodgeball.
Oh, no. I pulled like three muscles when I did that trick.
I pulled a muscle. Guess what I was doing?
Jerking off.
Sleeping.
How'd you pull
You ever have to stretch before you go to bed to sleep?
Every morning, my fucking bed is shit. I got that fucking foam top, and it's like.
Dude, I pulled a muscle in my sleep.
My bed is foam top, and then you get to the middle of it, and it's like concrete top. And like it's like a dip in there. I wake up every morning. I got to do like 8 minutes of fucking like cracking my bones and fucking popping.
I got a $1,200 mattress.
No.
The kind where you had to lay down and on this electronic bed.
Well.
And it records your sleep pattern, and then you can pick your type. Yeah, I went through that whole fucking thing. It's fucking off the hook. I still pulled a fucking muscle in my bed sleeping. And then I went to my doctor. I said, I got this little, lump right here. No, she said, I don't know what it is around all this fat. I was like, it's a female doctor. And I can tell you right now.
What's the biggest?
Would it be bad to punch your doctor in the nose?
If it's a female doctor, yes. So that would be a discriminatory crime or whatever, you know.
So.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no, I can't. My athletic days are over.
Over. His athletic sleeping on a bed days are over.
Once they come out with PlayStation Dodgeball, then I'll play dodgeball again. That's where I'm at.
Well, they have it. It's called For Lazy Ass Motherfuckers.
Well, no, you know what they got? I see the commercial. They got these fucking, you know how they got the laser gun, laser tag parts, the indoor thing.
Yeah.
Well, they got the trampoline.
You mean 1989?
Well, no, they got the new thing. Yeah. But new thing, they got the trampoline.
So you're playing trampoline laser tag.
They got trampoline dodgeball. I'm like,
oh. Oh, that's,
you know what? I can see a kid breaking his fucking neck, going, bouncing up. You know the liability of the insurance for those things?
Gotta
be fucking.
I would think.
Everybody has to sign a waiver just to walk through the fucking door.
Oh, yeah.
No way I would open that up. For kids, no fucking way.
If you ever watch Tosh.0, and they always show fucking trampoline people, and the people fucking go and land in between the fucking, land in between the springs, and they pull up, and the fucking ankle's like at a 90 degree angle.
Remember the Simpsons when Homer got the trampoline for free? That was for free!
Dude,
and then all the kids are laying there with broken arms and legs. But that's true.
When I was in high school, I was junior or senior year of high school. I'm sitting there, and a friend of mine had a trampoline outdoors, the one of the big round ones, and I'm jumping on it.
Did you have the fucking gated?
No,
fence, whatever that mesh.
No, no, we were way before that. Fuck that. Nobody wanted to be safe for children back then, you know. Because seriously,
you remember riding in the back of a station wagon in a pickup truck?
Oh yeah,
that was the shit.
My dad had a pickup truck with a fucking bed. With a bed insert in the pickup truck. We drove the whole way down to Florida in. It was a bed that turned into a table that my brother and I in the back of a pickup truck with a cap on the back with C clamps holding the fucking top of the fucking thing on there. That him and I, we could go in, we could draw on the table, we could do whatever we can do on the table. While we drove to Disney World.
Seatbelts were an option back in the day.
Oh, not in this fucking truck.
Now you can't even take peanut butter to school without fucking getting arrested.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck is that?
But I was jumping on this trampoline at my friend's house, and it was about November, early December, and it started like sleeting. And sleeting for people that are outside of the country, it's kind of like a rain, snow, where it's like slippery shit. I don't know if they know sleeting. There's a definite, yeah. But we're sitting there, we're bouncing, and I just did a jump straight up. My body folded backwards. I landed on my face. My feet hit the back of my head.
Your feet hit the back of your head. Holy shit.
I thought you were
that flexible?
Yeah, back
then. Oh, you weren't back then.
No, I was. Thank God I was. I played a lot of sports, and I was talking very flexible, and yeah, weighed about $170 at that point in time. So it was like, okay, yeah. It was gummy at that point, you know, still. All the bones and everything. They were good. They were like, okay, yeah. We're gummy fucking bears. But it was the worst fucking thing. Because when you see your feet from behind your head come up to your eye level, your peripheral vision, either you are dead, you broke your back, or you were lucky enough to be me that one day. And seriously, that was me that one day. I saw my toes right next to my either eye, and I'm like, I may have been able to be an Russian acrobat or, you know, the fucking contortionist. I might have been able to do that back in the day. It was the most horrible feeling I had until I had shoulder surgery, and that was fucking terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
But, all right, so anyway, we gotta have a drink, man.
Yeah, we gotta have a drink.
Can't get a shot thing. All right, ready? We're live.
Yeah, because some reason we can't get a shot in here.
We're live. Recording live at Tom Fullery's Restaurant Bar and Grill. We're here. It's Bar Talk with
Beamer
and DJ K. We gotta have a drink. This is live. We're changing the. There's no more editing. We used to record it and then edit it. Now
I'm about to drink right now. Fuck.
All right, here we go.
We need to do fucking cheers or.
Here's a drink. Yeah. Cheers to Bar Talk. Another episode.
Another episode.
Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah.
It really wasn't that spicy, so.
No. I'm actually drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest. That is my beer of choice. Right now, I love the Oktoberfest.
Is it pumpkin?
It's only a, no, the regular Oktoberfest. That is my beer of choice right now. It's seasonal. Once that's out, I'm a standard lager guy. I've grown older. I like nice lagers, beers. I don't try and drink to get fucked up. I drink to just get mellow. Remember when I couldn't handle a Jaeger, or not a Jaeger bomb, a fucking fireball round? That was my kryptonite.
Yeah.
I've grown a tolerance.
It wasn't his kryptonite.
It was
his Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, you know.
And speaking of Lex Luthor and fucking nemesis of fucking Superman, there was a Halloween party, Halloween costume contest. And I want to go back a few years. Beamer dressed up. We had a regular here. It's an old guy. When I mean an old guy, an old guy. He comes in. He's wearing... This old guy has a Hawaiian shirt. He's got a Hawaiian shirt with whatever slacks and like black shoes, white socks. He's an old guy.
Oh, it's khaki black, you know, white shirt.
He comes in and
up and everything.
Basically, if there's a female...
Which was a precursor to my actual head now, so that's kind of depressing.
Wait, this guy, if there's a female who has a pulse, he's humping on it. If any woman who's tapping her foot, he's out on the dance floor, he's all over it. Beamer came in one time, dressed up like this old guy. And I'll never forget, I'm DJing, and it was early on. Usually I would DJ, it'd be like 10 to 1, something like that. So it was a little bit after 10 o'clock. I'm setting up, just getting things going, setting my playlist, and I see this old man walking towards the stage. Now, granted, a few people had already asked for some songs. I'm like, okay, this old guy's coming up. I'm like, oh, geez. I have nothing to play for him. It's a Friday night dance party. And this old guy with a cane is taking him like an hour to walk from the front door to get into the place. He's walking up towards me. He almost down the stage. There's a little step. He almost trips walking up the stage. I'm saying to myself, what the fuck? And I'm saying, why is he coming to me? I have nothing to play for this old dude. He walks up, and he tripped walking up the one little step, and I run from behind my turntables. I run to him, extend my hand to help, and look, and it's Beamer. I thought it was like an 80-year-old man. I thought it was like George Burns in his prime old age coming up, and I almost peed myself laughing so hard, and Beamer was dressed as our old patron, dressed just like, they were like twins. And the funny thing is, I was like, I couldn't tell the difference. Well, and I'm like...
And I didn't win first place on that one because nobody realized I was actually a young guy.
They really thought he was an old man. They didn't know he was in costume.
Well, the first time, actually, that I did an old man like costume, and it wasn't... But it wasn't directed towards the patron of the bar. I did it years before, and I showed my parents. And like my dad, I walked up to him, and my dad looked at me like he was either gonna fucking hit me in the face, or he was just, you know, he was done with me. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? I don't understand. He told me that, or, you know, as my mom and him said, you look exactly like your grandfather, but with...
Wow.
Yes, because I had the spray stuff in my hair and everything, and they were like, you are a dead giver for your grandfather, who... He passed away back in 19... Like, it was either 81 or right before 81. So it was right before I was... Like, I was born, I met him once or twice.
But your costume looked just like him.
Yes.
Intention, though.
I mean, I know him by a couple pictures here and there, but it's like older pictures. I mean, it's like, you know, older pictures where he looked differently. And my dad looked like he was ready to strike me. He was so disturbed by the costume.
Wow.
And all
he thought you were making a mockery of it?
No. He just got freaked out. He was just you look like my father. And that's a weird thing for your father to say to you. Okay. You know what I mean?
So... What I'm getting at is, okay, so Beamer had that... He didn't win best costume. He lost to a guy who was dressed like Johnny Depp in fucking...
Oh, Captain Dobrog.
Whatever it was. It was
awful. Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow.
He got robbed. Big time. So, fast forward. This year.
Well,
last week. Last Halloween. Yes. Okay, we're broadcasting. Today is day after Election Day. Today is Election Friday. Okay.
So, yeah.
Beamer. Now, he did this before for his brother.
My oldest nephew.
You can explain this.
My oldest nephew, when he was born.
Oh, your nephew, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, he was born with Down syndrome, which, you know, a lot of places out there, you know, a lot of people, they have stigmas about it. But in Delaware, we have a Down syndrome association in Delaware, and it's celebrating the lives of children that are born Down syndrome. And it's celebrating the lives of the families and everybody that they're in contact with. So they do a buddy walk, which is, you know, the Down syndrome children as well as family, you know, the family, friends, whoever, and to celebrate, you know, the acceptance of that. So last year, not this past buddy walk, but the year before, which was in Two Springs ago, we made a Lego Man costume. It's a Lego Construction Man costume, and if anybody wants to be friends with me to see these costumes, I will post them on my Facebook page. And,
pretty good.
And seriously, legit. So we made the Lego Man. I wore this last year. You know, my brother wore it for the buddy walk.
It's a regular Lego Man.
But
right.
It's a Lego Man. It's a construction Lego Man. White and blue. I spent a lot of time
yellow,
painting it.
It was the yellow.
Yellow head. Yeah, with a big construction hat and everything.
If you've seen the Lego movie, he was one of the Lego. No, forget the Lego movie. He was the Lego Man. Now, I don't want to go into detail about that. Did you win on that?
I won on that.
Right.
That was last.
Fast forward here. I'm good. He did Batman. He was the Lego Batman. If you've seen the Lego movie, with the Lego Batman, Beamer had it to a T. Even with the fucking Lego claw hands.
I was Batman.
I'm Batman.
Beamer, you were Batman.
I'm Batman.
I gotta tell you what I did following. So, anyway... the costume to a T.
Real quick, who hates Batman?
Bane hates Batman.
I don't do Bane. I don't.
You do Bane on the top.
Batman! Yes!
I'm Batman.
Whoa, Batman, we will have to do a battle of fireball shots. What do you say about that, Batman?
Let's do it, Bane, because I'm Batman.
Because I have Fireball and Sam Adams' Oktoberfest. And trust me, nothing on your utility belt will help you win this fireball battle.
My Bat Biscuit might help. It soaks up a little bit more of the alcohol.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I can't. It's hard. Batman's like the worst one to do. So anyway.
Beamer dressed up as Batman. Lego Batman. And it is fucking amazing. It is amazing. We didn't do this. I gotta mention this now. Here's how fucked up we are. You have to email us at bartalk1. Bartalk, B-A-R. T-A-L-K, the number one, at yahoo.com. We're on Facebook. What is our Facebook? It's Bar Talk.
It's Bar... God,
email us.
Email us. We never fix it. You know what?
We're so behind. We're going to have a Twitter page coming out, too. I'm going to bring that up. And an Instagram.
We might throw something on the end of this to fix the Facebook scenario.
But
so.
On our Instagram, okay, we'll have to get it set up. If we don't have it this week, we have it next week. Beamer just up as Batman. In the contest, he... fucking lost to a guy in a fucking diaper.
Guy and wife. She was in a, she was wearing a...
Doesn't matter. A guy in a fucking diaper.
It was a baby mama.
A guy in a fucking diaper. A guy in a diaper. He was fucking Batman. With the fucking hands. And he had the... It was a Lego Batman. And he lost to a guy wearing a diaper. Beamer, two... That was twice. You got fucking robbed.
Well,
R-O-B-B-E-E-E-E-D. Robin did.
Robin did. So it would have been, the thing was that I was not robbing it.
Who voted? Yeah. I was not there. If I was there, I would have fucking pro. I'd have been like, no Roger, no rerun, no rent. No, no, I'm sorry. No rerun, no rent. I'd have been protesting this shit.
Wow, no Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. Come on, what's happening now, baby? Anyway. Actually, that was pre what's happening now. That was what's happening still, yeah.
Look, okay, I had a show. No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm going to say it this way. There may have been something said right before the judging.
Go ahead.
And, you know, it was said by somebody that was doing the judging and all that. Kind of pissed me off a little bit. Oh. Whatever. That's, hey.
You know what?
It is what it is.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me.
So that's whatever. And I people were told that I won it the year before.
Right before the final judge.
That's fine. It is what it is.
It don't matter. You gotta upseat the champion. If you don't upseat the champion, you gotta step up your game. But don't fucking wear a diaper.
But when we get this,
you are the fucking costume champion.
I was Batman.
Yes, you were.
I was Batman.
But if I was there, you would not have won.
It would have been Batman and Bane, and we would have killed.
Look.
So, anyway,
Batman, that was a long pause. I was
seriously wearing a fucking, like, this Batman. Yes,
it was.
A Batman, like, a Lego Man head and a Batman fucking mask over top of it that I created.
You know how hard it is to get laid with a voice like this, Batman?
Well, if you look like Bane, probably not too hard. You just gotta go to the right fucking gay bar, aren't you? Oh, you mean straight sex. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying Bane, dude. That motherfucker's
looking. Okay, here's what I did. Okay.
So then they went and did the rooting and all that kind of stuff, and it was
our
like
waitress sucked. We went a shot. We got two more full beers.
Well, it was our waitress because our waitress doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. So
we had Bennifer.
Yeah. We Bennifer out there.
Go ahead.
So they did the rooting and all that, and you know people. To me it sounded like wearing the big helmet that I have, and you will see it.
Hey, and, go ahead.
You will see this on our Facebook page, because we will have this posted.
I gotta do this real quick. In the background, Iggy Azalea is playing in the background.
You mean fat ass Azalea?
Did you see she played at a bar mitzvah? Breaking news! Dun, dun, dun.
This is Sam Donaldson with a breaking news report. Iggy Azalea was performing at a bar mitzvah. While she was performing, she turned around, was doing her song about shaking her ass, and her pants ripped.
Ooh. Okay, so we need to go to
showing a full crotchal shot.
All right, bar mitzvah Iggy crotchal.
I've already viewed the video.
Did it taste Cisco?
I vomited it.
I don't understand what that line is.
I've viewed it numerous times. And I can confirm that it was a crotch shot of Iggy Azalea. Her ass split her yoga pants or whatever the fuck she was wearing.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. Once you have
Iggy Azalea,
once you have quality yoga pants, which we love on this
show.
Well,
she had
non-quality. Then you will have knockoffs. Then the knockoffs start coming, and it's like, oh, yeah. Iggy, don't worry, I got you the good ones. And she probably, you know, her assistant probably bought a pair of fucking knockoffs from, you know, some corner fucking spot.
Her ass is so big. There's a black girl walking around saying, why is my ass so small? There's a pistol. There's a couple black girls walking around like that. Her ass is fucking huge.
It is not small. Ugh. I mean, is she the hottest white woman ever?
No. Her favorite basketball player is Maurice Cheeks. That's how big her ass is. Jesus Christ. She's always butting in a conversation. When she talks stupid, it's really asinine. On her toes, she likes butter. God damn, her ass is big.
I got another. Damn it. So anyway, the contest. But so we're gonna start it.
So anyway,
for what I did for Halloween, I had a show. My show canceled.
I was happy to have a good second place. Yeah, second place. I'm glad that when it comes,
but at Bar Talk, don't settle for fucking second.
But listen, but I'm glad my costume. I literally made a skin over top of an old costume that I can take off the skin and make new superheroes, make new people out of it. And I'm glad for this because of the kids. All the kids for the Down Syndrome Associated Delaware, when we're doing a buddy walk, we can be new heroes. We can be new, you know. Those kids are fucking heroes. We're not heroes. We're just the ones walking with the heroes. And I'm glad that I'm able to do this.
Yes.
So that's the biggest thing out of it all. I might have put, you know, in this costume, I might have put 111 hours into it. For both times doing it.
You still have the costume.
Oh, God, yes.
My daughter's a huge Lego fan. We love the Lego movie. You got to put the costume on for my daughter, because it would fucking freak her out, and she would be so excited at the same time.
I would have no problem figuring something out for a birthday or something, or just even stopping by, and I would dress up as Lego Man. I mean, I have no problem with that. Lego Batman is here to make... And without sounding as pervy as possible, it's to make kids happy. Yeah, I mean, this is...
Okay, look.
Right.
All right, so, let me get this in good time, running short. All right, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
I am, you know, from the disappointment that I had from the contest, I have the full, complete... I have so much happiness because I know we will destroy... You know, we will make these kids so happy. Realities will be, like, confused. Because that's what happened with drunk people in the bar. When you have 90 drunk people in a bar, high five, Lego Batman! High five, Lego Batman! That makes your fucking day. When you have kids out there, when you're walking around, that will make my fucking life. So, that's what it is.
Let me mention my Halloween. I had a show, and the show canceled. I didn't mind. I had my daughter... For the weekend. And my niece. I have my daughter and my niece. Her birthday was earlier in the week. So that weekend we were celebrating her birthday.
Yes.
She didn't know what she wanted to be for Halloween. She wanted to be a hot dog. She wanted to be a hamburger. She didn't know. Now, one thing I do when I'm at home, because I also DJ, I practice DJ and this and that. I have a pit bull. Whenever I'm home practicing, he walks around and I take the microphone. My dog's name is DJ. And I go, DJ. Through my speaker that I have in the house, and he goes nuts and he runs and hides. Every time I practice, DJ, he runs and hides. So I go, you know what? For Halloween, maybe I should put the speaker outside and just fucking say, like, Happy Halloween to scare the kids. So we had no decorations up. We have a nice, on our front porch when you walk to our house, we got two chairs and this little table and, you know, some decorations. So I took the little stand away, put the speaker in between, put a white sheet over it, put the flowers on top, and what I was going to do, I have a wireless microphone. You kind of make
like a ghost kind of thing? Or?
Yeah. Right. I would, you know, say like, ooh, happy Halloween, all this stuff. My daughter's like, okay, we don't need to go trick-or-treating. Let's go check this out. As people are coming up trick-or-treating and kids, they walk up, and even with my my outdoor nightlight, what I did was I put red tissue paper around it, so it had this red eerie feeling. So when people were walking up, I had the speaker turned up loud, I had the microphone inside, the shades pulled down. So as people were walking up, I go, welcome, happy Halloween. People are terrified. I even threw in some Halloween sounds. It was wolves howling, and it was just like this long, continuous bass line. People were terrified walking up to the house. As I walk up, they would say, like, Happy Halloween. Come get the candy. There were kids who would come up with two bags and go, this is for my little brother. He's scared to come up. Parents were walking up with the bags. Our children are too afraid to walk up to your house. And I would say things like, a little kid came up in a Spider-Man costume. He's looking. I go, Happy Halloween. And he freezes. I go, don't be afraid. Take the candy. The kid would take the candy. He tried to look into the house. I went, don't look in the house. Just take the candy and go. The kid took off and ran so fast. There was a 3-year-old girl, 3 years old. The parents walked her up. Wife's at the door. She goes, "Happy Halloween." I go, "Yes, happy Halloween." And the little girl's sitting there. She takes the candy. And the mom's like, "Oh, this is the best house ever. This is so funny." I go, "It's not funny. It's scary. Take the candy and go." My wife's like, "No, it's okay." And the little girl goes, "Mommy, is that Batman?" I go, "No, it's not Batman. Now get out of here." That was my Halloween. It was like 2.5 hours of just fun. And now I don't want to do anything on Halloween except fucking scare the shit out of people, because I had some black kid. It was a group of black teenagers. Last one. They're walking up. I hate when kids are too old to be trick-or-treating.
Oh, but they come up. What's the cutoff age? I'm sorry. What to you, what's the cutoff age?
These kids are fucking grown.
I mean, if they got mustaches and beards, yeah, it's a cutoff
age. So look, they walk up and I go, "Merry Christmas." Oh, oh shit. Woo! You know, black people all exaggerated. And I went, and so they got all settled down. They take the can, I go, "You didn't even realize I said Merry Christmas. It's Halloween. Take the candy and run." They fucking took off. It looked like a flock of crows is flying away. It was like, yeah, I said flock of crows.
No, why, they fucking took black off, man. I mean, can't say it's flock of seagulls.
Murder of crows.
Yeah, murder of crows.
He didn't want to all say right, murder.
We're about to have a shot here. Bar Talk is back. We have Justin Faulkner, the manager here. Here's to Bar Talk. Woo, bitches!
Yeah, Bar Talk.
Woo, bitches. And Justin Faulkner, I don't know if we actually announced the year.
We did.
We announced
the birth. Yep.
The beautiful girl.
Yep, Haley. So. Haley has been born. Haley has risen.
Haley Moran.
Yes, sometimes it's Hailstorm.
I am so glad that the baby ain't come out white. Black.
You mean black?
Yeah.
Right. No, you got
lucky. I'm kind of confused.
I was sweating there for a minute.
Well, I saw a picture of the baby, and she looks like she's about, 3.5 feet tall. No, so
no, that's legit, my kid.
Don't leave, guys. No, fatherhood's a wonderful thing.
Truth.
Welcome to the clan. Beamer, you're not there yet. Welcome to the brotherhood of fatherhood.
Yeah, better it's way to say it is that a clan.
I'll tell you what, my favorite time of the day with my child is 3 in the morning. You know, we close here at 1 a.m., so usually by the time I get home, it's right around 2, 2.30. By 3 o'clock, my daughter's awake. My wife's usually feeding her between 2 and 2.30. She's exhausted from the day. She goes to bed.
Well, she's giving her pixie sticks, right?
So, yeah, basically. So it's me and the daughter at 3 in the morning. She's wide awake. I'm wide awake anyway.
Awesome.
And we just get to hang out until she falls asleep. Usually that's about 4.30. If it's, I will say, after 5 a.m., I am not a pleasant individual to be around, and she still keeps me calm.
Let me tell you this, man.
Well, funny enough, after 5 p.m. right now, you're not a pleasant person to be
around. Factually correct. This is factually correct.
My daughters are daddy's girls.
Yeah.
I can tell you to a T, their moms will tell you this or that. I'm telling you, that time, and once you get their sleep schedule together, I'm telling you, in the middle of the night, waking up, just that time alone, just always talk.
Yeah.
Always talk.
We
do. Talk.
We talk about everything that happened today. You
know, I mean, to your daughter.
Oh, yeah, no,
hear
we do.
That voice.
We talk to everything we heard about the day.
Talk constantly.
My daughter's 3 weeks old and one day. She is. She is a huge Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan.
No, she's not.
She is a huge Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
God, no, she's not.
Actually, the first Saturday, she wasn't even a week old yet.
We give you permission to change teams, Justin, as long as she's not going to grow up as a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
She will be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. This is already a preordained thing from God.
All right, but
anyway, so the first Saturday that she was alive, Notre Dame Fighting Irish played Florida State. Big game. Huge game. Notre Dame won, but apparently the refs said they didn't. I don't know what happened. All I know is that they won the game. I watched it. They won.
I like Notre Dame like I like the Dallas Cowboys. I think Justin knows that, but
I do, and I don't even care because you and I both know that Notre Dame won that fucking football.
Okay, all right.
Either way, you know Haley was up. She was rooting
you
for him with
blocked
me
after the pass, not before.
She was rooting for him with me
just
the whole
saying.
Way.
That's
she
awesome.
Stayed up the whole game. Her and I, mom was in bed, and Haley's going absolutely apeshit crazy. Every time Notre Dame scores, she's got a smile on her face. Every time awesome. Florida State scores, she started crying. So I knew she hated them right away. Anyway, thank y'all. Love Tom Fooleries. Love Bar Talk.
Yes, Bar Talk. All right.
And thank you, Justin.
Yes. All right,
thank you, Miss Haley, for making a new addition to Bar Talk.
All right. We are about to
Wow. I need to exit our way out of here because we're getting to that witching hour of.
And I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
We asked Slick Band for shots. This motherfucker come back with full fucking mugs of beer.
Yeah. And no shots that I asked him for. So
all right. We just got done doing shots with Justin. Make sure you go to Tom Fullery's, 714 Ash, A-S-H Boulevard. We have the best wait staff and bartenders in the area.
Bartender.
We have Katie. Is it Kate or Katie? We have Katie. Beautiful Katie.
Beautiful
tonight.
Katie with the black.
Every Wednesday night when we do our shit. Stop. Time out. Whoa. I hope she's wearing underwear.
Black underwear. Black underwear, bro.
So. If you're ever in the area, you would like to be a part of Bar Talk, come on down. 714 Ash Boulevard, A-S-H Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware. We are here from 9 until closing.
Yeah.
So come on down.
We're at 1 o'clock and we're in.
If you are a fan of Bar Talk, say you are here for Bar Talk, we will buy your drinks for the rest of the night. Can we honestly, I will honestly say that.
Yeah.
No one has come yet. That's why I can honestly say that. Okay. So if you come, we will
disclaimer, we will not buy anything more than $100 worth of drinks.
We will feed you and drink you. We will feed and drink you.
Well, that's weird. We will give you food and give you drinks. We won't drink.
Yeah, because if a guy shows up.
Yeah. Hey, you going to drink me?
Hey, you going to drink me? Hey. All right. So, but anyway... email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK, the number one, at yahoo.com. Give us your cheers, jeers, suggestions, anything at all. Next week, we will have a Instagram. We will have a Twitter. We'll be tweeting. We're a little behind, but we'll get it all together. Facebook. As soon as this song is over, Beamer needs to pee. Oh.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
So, thank you for listening. Do you have a closing impression that's non-Matthew McConaughey? Because this was our impression night.
I mean, Uncle Ted.
I thought I held it down.
I mean, I could do Bobby from Bobby's World.
Uncle Ted, what are you doing, Uncle Ted? I don't understand.
How about Oprah Winfrey taking us home?
Keith Fennell, you get a car! He gets it's not working tonight, sir. We all get a
bar. We were doing Bar Talk one night, and Bieber did an Oprah Winfrey. There was a table of a group of older black women. Bieber did this Oprah Winfrey. It was so loud. It was so funny, and it was dead on. And they turned around. He was like, oh, my God, everyone gets a prize. I can't even do it, but Bieber, it was fucking on point for that moment. A white guy doing a black woman. Oprah Winfrey.
All right, I'm going to give you like three words. I've seen skies blue, red ones too. I've seen them blue for me and you.
Oh my gosh, Cookie Monster singing.
Me wants Cookie. Cookie so good.
If I say to myself, it's a wonderful life.
You get him caught. Yeah, I'm off.
Okay, brother, let me tell you. Nothing.
Oh yeah, oh Cookie, you want to stand up to this man?
We got nothing.
We've got nothing. So anyway, we'll put it this
way. This is Bar Talk for this week.
We'll put it this way. We're gonna go. We're gonna get communications out there. We're gonna have everything ready for you tomorrow.
Stop acting like we knew. We ain't fucking knew, motherfuckers. You know how to reach us. All right.
No.
Listen to the show.
We will have communications out there. We will post this shit. We will get it out there. You guys listen. You guys.
I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who do not email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. And you will know that this is Bar Talk when we lay our Jaeger bombs upon thee.
Even though we haven't drank a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for tonight.
We're all there. Hey, you know what? We love you guys, and
we do love
keep
you.
Keep on keeping on, and
yes. Like I said, we ain't the funniest show, but we're the funnest show. Please tell your friends. It's Bar Talk. I'm DJ K.
I'm Beamer.
All right. And
wait a minute. Hold on. You just got money handed to you, and I got a bill handed to me.
He did work tonight.
I worked. Look,
I worked putting up with that motherfucker.
Look, I did trivia. I had bitches dancing, and I'm fucking doing podcasts.
Yeah, and it weighed about 100 pounds between the two of them.
Yeah, that bitch was like this.
Anyway, I'm not saying anything. You know, did fight bulimia, fight anorexia. Fight it. You know, we want a good fucking world. We want a good planet for these children that we have. And
all right, we got two full beers. We got to finish. So anyway,
we're gonna finish these beers and fucking drive.
We
home
will see you guys next week. If you're listening on iTunes, it's free to subscribe to iTunes. All right, if you got iTunes. Subscribe. Go to podcast. Look up Bar Talk with Beamer and DJ K. Man. All right? Subscribe for free. If you don't have iTunes and you're listening on a friend's, whatever. Friends,
if you got Droid.
Go to podcast. Podomatic.com.
Podomatic.
Okay. Excuse the drunkenness. Go to podomatic.com. All right?
That's
on
P-O-D.
Your iOS device. I got that right. Yes, on any iOS device or your cell phone, download the free app. And when you download the app, all you got to do is hit search and put in Bar Talk. Look for Beamer and DJ K. You can listen on your phone, on your laptop, on your tablet. And make sure you email us. Tell us what's up. For real. I'm serious. I'm not playing. BarTalk1@yahoo.com. Send us pictures of your yoga pants, your Halloween costumes, anything, any correspondence. We got people overseas. We got people overseas in Europe, Asia. Checking us out, please. We will be on air as long as you guys are supporting us. And we appreciate you guys listening, and we love what we do. And we're going to keep doing this as long as the alcohol is flowing and Tom Fuller's having us.
You know what? As long as you guys want to listen to us, we want to talk.
That's right.
That's all it's about. All right. We want to share our better world.
All right. So this is Bar Talk with Beamer
and
DJ K. All right. Good night. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Hee hee.
Hee hee.